Chapter 25. I've always been very good at awkward social situations, but I must admit that this one had me stumped. I just didn't know what to say, and for a moment I stared at LaGuerta, and she looked back at me with her eyes unblinking and her fangs slightly exposed, like a predatory feline trying to decide whether to play with you or eat you. I could think of no remark that didn't begin with a stammer, and she seemed interested only in watching me. So we simply stood there for a long moment. At last, she broke the ice with a light quip. "What's in there?" she asked, nodding toward the fence, some 100 yards away. "Why, detective," I gushed, hoping that she wouldn't notice what she had said, I suppose. "What are you doing here?"
"I followed you. What's in there?"
"In there?" I said. I know, a really dumb remark, but honestly, I had just about run out of the smart ones, and I can't be expected to come up with something good under such circumstances. She cocked her head to one side and poked her tongue out, letting it run along her bottom lip. Slowly to the left, right, left, and back into her mouth again. Then she nodded.
"You must think I'm stupid," she said.
And, of course, that thought had crossed my mind fleetingly once or twice, but it didn't seem politic to say so.
"But you got to remember," she went on, "I'm a full detective, and this is Miami. How do you think I got that, huh?"
"Your looks?" I asked, giving her a dashing smile. It never hurts to compliment a woman. She showed me her lovely set of teeth, even brighter in the high crime lights that lit up the parking area.
"That's good," she said,
and she moved her lips into a strange half-smile that hollowed her cheeks and made her look old.
"That's the kind of shit I used to fall for when I thought you liked me."
"I do like you, detective," I told her, perhaps a little too eagerly. She didn't seem to hear me.
"But then you push me on the floor like I'm some kind of pig, and I wonder what's wrong with me. I got bad breath, and it hits me. It's not me, it's you. There's something wrong about you."
Of course, she was right, but it still hurt to hear her say so. "I don't... What do you mean?" She shook her head again.
"Sergeant Doakes wants to kill you, and he doesn't even know why. I should have listened to him.
Something is wrong about you, and you're connected to this hooker stuff some way."
"Connected? What do you mean?"
This time there was an edge of savage glee to the smile she showed me, and the trace of an accent snuck back into her voice.
"You can save the cute acting for your lawyer, and maybe a judge, 'cause I think I got you now."
She looked at me for a long, hard moment, and her dark eyes glittered. She looked as inhuman as I am, and it made a small shiver run across the back of my neck. Had I truly underestimated her? Was she really this good?